This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I love, you know, getting a chance to talk to people that go out and make people laugh for a living. I think it's a great career. It's a gutsy one, that's for sure. So I want to welcome to the program Chris DiStefano. Hey, Chris, it's me, Rich Zeoli. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
What's up, Rich Zeoli? How you doing? Got Chrissy D and Richie Z, just a couple of Italians talking.
A couple of Italians talking and probably the FBI listening. It's good to have you on the show. It really is.
Hey, listen, it's good to be in the show, and hopefully I'll see you in prison soon.
That's right. Now, listen, let me ask you, how's it going? I mean, you're a comedian. You're on tour. You're touring everywhere. You're coming to Atlantic City in January. You're going to be at Borgata. Then you're going to be in April. You're going to be back in Philly at the Met. How's it going during COVID being on tour?
You know what, man? In the beginning, it wasn't it was kind of crazy, you know, half capacity, 6 feet apart. But now it's, I got to be honest, like people who are coming to the shows, you know, most of them are, you know, fully vaccinated. And if they're not, they're wearing a mask. It's kind of like got to that point now, I think, with the entertainment industry, with most things where it's like, look, there's going to be new variants. It feels like this is just what we're going to have to live with. It's like, just go out, live your life. I mean, we're all going to die one day. So it's like, who cares? I mean, if your cause of death is a comedy show, that's a great way to go out. So just come die at my show.
I agree. If you can die laughing at your show, Chris, yeah. I mean, that's one of the best ways to go out.
Yes, you laugh and then it turns into a 2 week cough and then you're out of there and then we'll see what the next phase is.
Yeah, and you know, the variant may begin even at your comedy show. That's how special your shows are. It could start right there.
It's all about going viral for a comedian, so that's what I want to happen at my shows.
Now, you've done a couple shows, and you've done some stuff, MTV, IFC series, you've done some stuff, and Netflix. Let me ask you, though, I mean, you talk a lot about your dad, right? I mean, I'm a dad, too, and it's fun, right?
It's fun, and the fact that my dad, first of all, my father is about 330 pounds, 5'7", obese, diabetic, heart issues, just moved to Florida. The fact that he's not dead of COVID is unbelievable. He's like a buffet for COVID. And he has just constantly surviving it, and it's really inspiring just to watch him go out there, go to Dunkin' Donuts every day, you know, eat Pizza Hut, and just get healthier. So, you know, I know everyone says get in shape and all that stuff, but I got to be honest with you, man. I think the cure for COVID is just being a fat, fat, disgusting man like my dad.
It sounds like science, Chris. That to me sounds like science.
Dude, it's all science, you know? And my dad, he said, he told me word for word, he said, I'll never get the vaccine because I don't want to become a Democrat. And I said, Dad, it doesn't need your, he said, that's what he thinks. He thinks Joe Biden's injecting being a Democrat. He thinks he's injecting his votes into you when you get the vaccine. So he won't take it.
That's the booster, not the vaccine. I think that's the booster that comes next, right?
Yeah, that's the booster. Yeah, hit the voting booster. But my dad's he's great. He's a fun, you know, he's a fun guy. Cause you know what it is? My attitude too about this has always been like, hey, you know, my dad's, cause he came up, you know, was in and out of jail when I was a kid, lived a pretty rough life. So he was like, I never thought I was going to make it to 30. And now he's in his 70s. So his thing is like, just live free and have fun. Like try to do what the science says, you know, whatever, but who cares? Like these people that like, don't want to come out of their house and don't want to do anything. It's like, what do you do? Like you only get one shot at this planet. Like, everybody's leaving here in a body bag. So it's like, you might as well just have fun and live your life.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you know what? I still can't understand people that sit inside their apartments and don't leave and still wear a mask. That I really don't get.
Yeah, no, those people, that's, yeah, that those people, well, I think what you're seeing is the real, the real problem we have is mental illness. I think the people that are doing that, they're just mentally insane people, which is fine. But like, we need to get those people into therapy, right? Like talk therapy. You know, we don't need to give them monoclonal antibodies.
It's also tough though getting them into therapy because they're going to probably be wearing the mask in therapy and in the car by themselves when they're driving to therapy. So that's the challenge.
I know the people that come to the comedy shows and they're laughing, but they have the mask on. I'm like, I could see a mask jiggling. Like, take the mask off, dude.
You're making a jiggle, baby.
Yes, that's what it is.
Now, Chris, you did this thing you talked about, and I have to laugh about this too because I have kids, and then you tell me about your friend who said he has cats, and the difference between that and. I mean, it was spot on, man. You got to tell me about that.
Well, because it's just like, you know, I understand, like, people love their pets and say their pets are their children. I get it. I love pets, too. But, it's, you know, now it's like, listen, that was 2019 stuff. Like, now it's like there's a whole new world. There's a pandemic. Like, everything's changed. People are dying. People have less money. It's like, I can't waste time and brain cells to talk to you if you're going to tell me that me and you are both parents because I have a human child and you have a cat. It's like, the fact is, that was 2019 stuff. The world has changed now. I can't respect you. You have a cat. Figure your life out and either have a child or don't tell me that cat is your child, because it's like, dude, first of all, I mean, if I leave my child out of my sight for 3 minutes, she'll start licking kitchen utensils, sticking them electrical outlets. Where like these other guys, like my friend who has a cat, like you just find a cat and then you feed it once a year. It doesn't matter. The cat itself, you know what I mean? You're not putting a mask on your cat. You're not trying to get fake vaccine cards for your cat so you can send them to school because you don't want to get your kids microchipped. You know, like you're not doing that with your cat.
By the way, do you have a guy? Can you email me your guy? Because I'm trying to get that very thing.
100%, dude. 500 cash. Venmo me.
Chris DeStefano's with me. He's going to be in Atlantic City in January. By the way, have you been finding cancel culture, nonsense, people getting offended, or is everybody kind of, are they starting to lighten up now that we've gotten through this pandemic? Or people, do they want to laugh or they just want to still be offended? Is it a mix?
Well, yeah.
Like, what are you seeing?
Well, it's starting to lighten up now because most of the people who are pro cancel culture died of COVID. So thank God that was the positive of it, that it swept those people out. So they're dead, which is nice. But I think that,
we got that going for us.
We got it. So that's a positive. But no, I think like what you'll see with the cancel culture thing is it only exists really on social media and like in the actual real physical world, these things don't exist. Like people have been quote unquote canceled. Like, nobody actually cares. Like, if you get tried and convicted in the court of our laws that we've set up as a society, that's one thing. But the other thing is, like, getting tried by Twitter, it's like it doesn't have lasting power. It's like, yeah, some company that you work for may have to fire you because, you know, they're scared and they don't want to get sued and blah, 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 blah. But eventually, like, everything comes back. Like, Louis C.K., quote-unquote, was canceled 2 years ago, and he's nominated for a Grammy for his album now. Like, it's just because it's all BS. It's like, you commit a crime, fine, then you can get removed from society from the time you did that crime, whatever the judge hands down, and then you come back to society. That this is the way society is supposed to work. So this cancel culture thing, to me, it's like weak, scared people that they are probably bad people themselves. You got to understand what a horrible human being you have to be to even want to cancel someone, like how insecure and desperate you have to be for attention. Like anybody who tries to cancel somebody, you got to understand you can do that, but then the light's going to get shined on you. And most likely when I shine that light on you, I'm going to find out you're a pedophile.
They're hiding something. No doubt about it, Chris.
Yeah.
Trying to distract us all with their cancel culture. No doubt. No doubt.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. It's the worst.
And I mean, you've also pointed out before on your comedy specials that we're a little bit too much with the medication, the anxiety stuff. It's like a little bit overkill now, isn't it?
It's a little too much. It's also like, you know, I mean, listen, man. We just live in a world where, like, I mean, everybody has a peanut allergy now. It's like, I don't know where any of this stuff came from. And I went to school in New York City, 9 million people. I never met anybody with a peanut allergy. Now it's like in my, you know, daughter's classes, I mean, everyone's got a peanut allergy. I don't know. It's like when I was growing up, it's like either you survived the night you found out you were allergic to peanuts or you died. And we just have a memorial softball game for you. And, you know, we celebrate you once a year. But, like, you were, there's obviously nobody who's allergic to peanuts that's allowed on the planet. But now we just allow everybody on the planet. It's just like, what are we doing here? You know, this is, I think COVID, that's what it is. COVID's the first wave. We're just starting, we're starting to go old school where it's like, listen, the strongest survive. Not everyone's going to make it here. We're going to wipe out one third of the population, just like a bubonic plague. And most of those people would have been taken out by goobers anyway. So they're out of here.
He got to thin the herd, man. And it was goobers. Yeah, now it's COVID. So you just got to do it.
Yeah, goobers, the original COVID.
They tasted like COVID, actually. I think they still do.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, everybody also, too, is I don't know, everybody seems to be a little too obsessed these days with themselves, right? I mean, social media and everything like this. You deal with this. You got to go on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You got to promote your stuff. I mean, you must see it all the time, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, the narcissism is it's pretty rampant. And everybody thinks they're like an expert now. You know, I mean, I got a friend. He'll talk to you at length about the vaccine, but meanwhile, he works for FedEx. I'm like, talk to me about packages, dude. I don't know, you know, like, what are you talking about? It's not FDA approved. Where's my shipping number? That's what I'm talking, like, you know, like, but these people are such narcissists that they Google and regurgitate information that somebody else wrote, and then they think they wrote it. It's like, buddy, you're not working in that field at all. Like, we have experts and you're not one of them. You know what I mean? You drop the packages off and listen, we need you. I absolutely need you to deliver, you know, my Viagra and whatever else it is. But I have to take that early on. I mean, I'm 37 years old and I already can't get it up, but what can you do? I'm stressed out. I have high blood pressure. So, and I think I'm gay. But what can you do? You
know, I mean, look, I mean, it depends on the day, right? For many people. So you never know. I mean, you never know, Chris.
Yeah.
Keep your options open at this point.
Yeah. Listen, if you're a woman with a mustache and a penis, I'm listening.
That's not right.
I don't think we have any of those people listening at the moment. But we will check. We'll check our audience demographics.
Know.
I could be wrong. But they will be in Atlantic City because I do know for a fact those people are in Atlantic City, no doubt about it. And you'll be there as well.
I know where to find them.
Yeah, and I'll trade you a fake vaccine card for one of those people. You'll be there Saturday, January 29th, Atlantic City, Music Box at Borgata, and you'll be back Bethlehem, PA, April 29th, and then Philly, April 30th. Hey, Chris, it's been a pleasure, man. You're a funny guy. I like talking to you. We can follow you on Facebook and Twitter at Chris DC, like DC, but comedy. So at Chris D. That's very complicated. What are you, you're Batman? What is that? That's very complicated.
Christy comedy, baby, because there's a guy, Chris DeStefano, who has my same name, who like lives in Portland, who wanted to sell me his Instagram for like $10,000. So I was like, you know what? Absolutely not. I'm just going to go Christy comedy.
I like it. Christy comedy. You've offended everybody today. You did your job. Well done. Best of luck
Great.
To you, buddy. And we'll see you in Atlantic City next month.
I'll see you guys over there, man. Thanks. Thanks, you, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.